activate the view screen, and turn on your universal translators, because it is time for another Galactic Netcast.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin just received from one of our naval units at sea. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
This Earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
This could be the beginning of the end for the human race. Human beings cower before the onslaught of these unearthly enemies.
It's Thursday, October 3rd, 2013, and welcome to another Galactic Netcast. This is the Alien Invasion number 84 from Waterloo, Iowa. I'm Dave Colson Nelson. Joining me this evening from Wausau, Wisconsin is Brad Fitz Ludwig and Anessa Simmons Moyens from Denton, Texas. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Doing good. How are you?
I was slightly agitated before, but I think I've worked it off.
Yeah.
He's vented a bit and he's cool now.
If only we were recording the pre-show, that would have made for a great podcast.
An incredibly blue opening.
Yeah.
You haven't put in like an out of context non sequitur opening for the show lately. I've noticed that. It makes me sad.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, you mean the post production. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because once in a while I'll find a bit of audio that I think is funny, and I'll put it at the very front of the show. It's like a tease of things to come, you know?
Or sometimes it's pre-show audio, which,
yeah.
Again, it's probably good you didn't pull any of the pre-show audio.
Yeah. I was going to say, because if they were to eventually hear it at some point.
Well, some creative editing and some beeping out, that might work. It might work. So we'll see what we have this week. Now, yeah. Going back to my intro, you guys, I'm sure, picked up on the names, right?
Gee, I wonder where it could be from.
Heck yeah.
That's
I could be
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah. I'm proud to be Agent Coulson.
As well you should.
Yeah. Do you guys see the episode this week?
Yes.
All except for the last 10 minutes.
And that's the best part!
Well, I got a phone call.
Did your mother call?
No, it was you.
Oh,
way to go, Brad.
That freaking guy, he owes me $20. You shouldn't talk to him. He's a jerk.
Apparently. He wouldn't let me see the last 10 minutes of No Shield.
Anessa, no.
Seriously, if that ever happens again, you say, honey, you need to get the heck off the phone. I need to finish watching this.
Like 10 minutes left.
It's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I apologize. And then I would hang up.
And I'm really I'm surprised that you actually called her during Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Brad.
It wasn't during because I don't have
cable. We were time shifting.
Oh, okay.
I was watching it on Hulu and he called. So I'm like, pause. And I'm like, oh, I'll just turn it off and watch it later. So I haven't seen the last 10 minutes. So no spoilers.
Okay. All right. It's awesome though. Let's leave it at that. It's awesome. All right. So this is the show where we talk about beings from elsewhere in the universe and their appearances in film, TV, video games, comic books, science, and in real life. The show is divided into three sections: the news, the creature feature, that is the spotlight of a certain kind of alien, and our picks for the week. For the audio subscribers, you can watch us do the show live every Thursday. Follow us on our social networks, and we'll let you know when that's going to be. The live page, by the way, is galacticnetcasts.com/live. And you can also go to afterwards, after the fact, go to youtube.com/galacticnetcast and watch it there. So are you two ready to go?
Yes.
In the news,
Bradley, you've got story number one.
I do. So David Moffat, you've got David on the brain.
That's Stephen's
really
little brother.
Not Stephen. Quite. So there's this guy named Stephen Moffat. Maybe you've heard of him. He is the showrunner for Doctor Who, and he recently did an interview where he said he's probably done writing about the Weeping Angels.
That makes me cry. Want to cry.
Does it make you want to weep?
Yes.
Openly, bitter tears. You know, and I got to say, there was there was an episode with the Weeping Angels where I kind of went, eh.
Yeah.
He'd really kind of.
Yeah, I'm okay if he's done with using them. So.
And he brings up a good point. You know, if somebody else has a good idea, he'll, if it's good enough for an episode, if it's somebody else's idea, then fine.
Yeah, but right. It sounds like he personally is done. He was interviewed by Nerd Cubed, and he said there's only so many times you can think, right, it's a chase scene and statues. How many times can the lights flicker? What happens if Moth sees them? Is the alien invasion canceled at that point? And those are very good points because people do ask questions about that. And I got to say, the last episode with the Ponds in season 7, where the Statue of Liberty is actually a weeping angel statue, was, I remember him being interviewed saying, you know, somebody had mentioned that, and I thought that that was the greatest idea ever. So we had to do it. And it was just so awesome. I'm glad he did it. He also mentioned that another Doctor Who writer actually pitched him an idea for a new story starring the angels. And he said, it's not going to happen, but a very good Doctor Who writer pitched a great idea for the Weeping Angels the other day, and I was very excited about it. We had a long phone call about it, and I went away thinking, that is going to be brilliant. And about 2 days later, he admitted he wasn't going to have time to do it. So hopefully we'll get to it in the next year. So probably not going to see any Weeping Angel stories for season 8, but perhaps season 9.
Awesome.